goodness gracious, Candace Owens needs to take that very advice and apply it to yourself. So I want to take a moment and address a very specific audience. And I want to speak plainly to the people of God, anyone that is claiming the name of Christ. Dearest Christian, who has bewitched you? All the comments and the responses that I'm seeing online from believers, if you cannot discern what is unfolding before your very eyes, then I am urging you to check your spiritual sight and your spiritual pulse. After Charlie Kirk was murdered, a wave of repentance swept across this land. We watched it. We witnessed it. People returned to church. People returned to the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no manipulation. There was no emotional hype. It was just conviction, brokenness, and a very real desire for truth. Seeking truth, Christ was lifted up. The church was awakened. And just for a moment, it felt like a nation was remembering righteousness. Remember, the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. And I hate to even have to address this, but too many believers, people who claim the name of Christ, are now buying into this demonic hype. And yes, I said it. It is demonic.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Happy New Year, friends, family in Christ, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. We made it. Some of you didn't think we were going to get to 2026. Well, Jesus is still returning. We just don't know when, but praise God. I just want to thank you guys. We had a very successful fundraiser to end 2025. Again, all glory to Jesus. And I've read the names as donations came in and where you're from. But I just find it interesting to see where people are watching or listening from, and they're invested in the podcast, meaning they're sending donations. And we're thankful for that. I want to mention just the states right now: Wisconsin, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Mexico, Michigan, Ohio, Wyoming, California, South Dakota, Minnesota, Virginia, Texas, Nevada, Washington, Illinois, Great Britain, and Florida. So we had Mexico City in Mexico last year, but and then we had a UK or Australia. But so the four states that we're getting the most support from, interestingly enough, Wisconsin, not surprising because we're based here near Green Bay, California, North Carolina, and Michigan. I just find that to be very interesting. So thank you guys so very much, and we're good to go for another year. Praise God. So I'm excited to bring in our guest today. As you know from the clip we just played, we're going to talk about church discernment, and we're going to talk about the spirit behind people like Candace Owens and why we need to be on guard about this as a church. I'm bringing in our friend Matthew Mayer and the website truthovertrend.com. His website, truthovertrend.com. And he's got some great videos up on their YouTube channel at Landmark Church. You can also connect with Matthew on Facebook. Just look up Matthew Mayer, M-A-H-E-R. Brother, thank you for your time today. Happy New Year.
David, it's my honor to be back with you. Happy New Year to you and your audience. You and your team are doing such outstanding work.
Praise God.
As I'm watching you from a distance, you're platforming such amazing voices of truth in these days of deception. So we need to come back to biblical thinking. We need to have a biblical worldview to be able to filter all of the lies and all of the deception that is being hurled at the believer.
Yep. And it's you can't get away from some of this because it's all over, not just social media, but you've got the media itself. You've got government, you've got corporations, you've got the government-run schools. So it's hard to get away from some of this. But before we get into, we'll continue the conversation about Candace Owens. That's how we opened the show. Your response to some of what she said. Now, her and Erica Kirk met. I'm not sure if they met. I think they met in person at the end of 2025. And I don't know what's going to happen with that relationship there. But I want to mention what's another interesting thing from 2025, Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year. This plays into what we're talking about today, I think. The Word of the Year for 2025 is a two word of the year. It's rage bait. Rage bait is the word of the year, the Oxford Dictionary word. Now, the phrase is shorthand for online content that is intentionally meant to elicit anger. The official definition, and I'll let you respond, Matthew. Online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive, typically posted in order to increase traffic or engagement with a particular web page or social media content, end quote. The times we're living in, my goodness. So does this apply to people like Candace Owens and others? I'll let people make that connection. But your thoughts on the stuff that we're having to deal with today. Go ahead, Matthew. What's on your heart?
Yeah, the key word's bait, right?
Yeah,
so whether it's rage baiting, whether it's race baiting, that's one of the tactics of the enemy. He's baiting people in. So, of course, online, the algorithms are bent against us every single side. Of course, you're trying to get clicks, you're trying to get followers, you're trying to get traffic to your said article, to your said web page. And of course, it's attractive to click on, but this is where I'm cautioning Christians from going down these rabbit trails. So you have the enemy that's pitting people against each other by way of division. But then you have another D word that he's using, and it's deception. Mm. So rage baiting, getting you so angry. And sometimes the fringe of society is amplified. Some radical on one side or the other is amplified, and he's placed front and center, and I see it. And I got to be very careful to stay grounded in the Word of God, and I should always hold the peace of God and not allow anything that I am viewing online or any scenario that I am interfacing with to cause me to lose the peace of God. So I'm just cautioning Christians, those that claim the name of Christ, to come back to biblical, sensible, reasonable, rational thinking in these days that we are living in. That's my plea. I'm dealing with congregations of people that are reaching out trying to say, how are we to process this? What are we to think? And my responsibility is to say, come back from that rabbit hole, come back from the darkness of that rabbit hole, and return to the light of God's word. And that's where we need to live.
Amen. Because the grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of God abides forever, stands forever, and that is our final authority. And that biblical worldview, that's how we see everything that's going on out there through the lens of Scripture. But if we're not looking through the lens of Scripture, it's easy to be distracted. I want to share, before we get to the nuts and bolts of what I wanted to talk to Matthew about and get his pastor's perspective, there is a piece over at Truth Over Trend a couple weeks ago he put out. It's called A Diagnostic Moment for the Church When Just Asking Questions Stops Being Discernment. So I want to direct you to that. And a lot of what he writes and the video he puts out, I'm thankful for his voice. Matthew, before we jump in, I do want to mention a couple scriptures as we kick off a new year. I just want to share Isaiah 43:18, because it's hard sometimes to forget the past and press on to what lies ahead. And this says, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Verse 19, behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. That's Isaiah 43:18-19. 18, of course, forget the past. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. God's doing a new thing, and we're in a new year. Go ahead, share whatever you'd like right now.
I would say he is doing a new thing, and I want to see him do a new thing through his people, through his church specifically. But I would also add a New Year's verse that might not make your devotional, or it might not make a list of verses that would define a new year or a resolution, but here it is, and this is where I'm passionate about bringing clarity. Jesus said in Matthew 24, one of the signs of the times would be deception. So it's a very short verse, but this is for 2026. Take heed that no one deceives you. Matthew 24, verse 4. That's the verse of the year. Take heed, Christian, that no one deceives you. All of this talk about discernment is being thrown around. What is discernment? What is biblical discernment? First of all, the gift of discernment, as we call it, it's not a gift. God gives clarity to every Christian that spends time in his word. So every Christian is called to have discernment. I often say discernment is when my eyesight, what I see, is brought into alignment with my insight, what I know, and my insight needs to be grounded in God's sight, his word. So if I'm in God's word, seeing how God would have me see, he gives me spiritual insight, and then that insight is the visual by which I translate, because every Christian, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, is called to discern all things or estimate all things or make appraisals based on all things. And where does that come from? Not the carnal mind, according to 1 Corinthians 2, but from the spiritual mind. So I cannot plea enough with Christians who are listening. We need to spend more time in God's word. That's the New Year resolution. Get in the book in the days of deception so that you're not led astray.
Amen. Amen, friends. We've got to, if you haven't been on a schedule of feeding yourself the word of God. What's hard for me, I had a pastor that used to be a police officer and then he became a pastor. And when I was out in California, I was going to his church and he was so disciplined. His thing was Bible before breakfast. And he did that every day. Yes. And so I find that to be a challenge, but we've got to make the word of God our priority. Matthew, you put out a video called The Spirit Behind Candace Owens Claims. And you responded to that. You know, John tells us to test the spirits. You just said, you know, Jesus and others in the warned about being deceived. Watch that no one deceives you. There's so much we need to be careful of. Candace Owens changed her religion. Apparently, she was once maybe an evangelical Christian. God knows her heart. Then she became Catholic because her husband, I guess, is a Catholic. So she converted to Roman Catholicism. And then recently she's been saying some very, how would you describe some of the things? Someone called it doctrines of demons, what she's saying about anti-Semitism, things about Erica Kirk, Turning Point USA, conspiracy theory. She's off into the weeds. So we need to pray for her. But your response and why you decided to, the need to put out a video like this for people in this cultural moment.
Yeah, so I guess the observation is mine. I want to make sure our audience understands the framework that I'm going to make some of these comments.
Okay.
Observation number one, there are so many influencers out there right now who have shifted in their perspective and have become more violent in their outlook on Israel specifically. And we would call that anti-Semitism. Now, I'm not talking about giving Israel, whether you want to call them the political state of Israel, the government of Israel, the nation state of Israel, the people of Israel, it doesn't make a difference. I'm okay with scrutinizing and being critical of anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a line that is crossed where it becomes hostile and Israel or the government of Israel is blamed for every world problem. And when you watch that happen, I believe with all of my heart from knowing the word of God, when you see individuals go that route, I'm believing God is giving them over to the spirit of anti-Semitism. And there's an unraveling that occurs. And I believe that's what we're watching in Candace Owens. She has been given over to that spirit, hostile towards God's plan for Israel, whether she realizes it or not. And now her discernment, which is the word of our show, has been skewed. So anything she's saying is from a polluted source. And then the unraveling, and the only thing I can compare it to is what the Bible says about King Saul. The moment the Lord took his hand off of King Saul, there was a spirit of delusion that ultimately, or a depraved spirit. And you know what was produced in him? Hostility towards David, suspicion towards everyone around him, and a complete unraveling. I'm going, wow, look at that. The other thing that we must not miss, after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, September 10th, true revival broke out, David. We watched it. There was brokenness. There was repentance. There was confession of sin. There were people coming back to the church.
Yes.
That have never, you know, they've never been there. They were walking through the church's doors. And I witnessed it. And I'm going, if you're the enemy, how do you stop a movement like that? What do? No better time than to sow deception than when truth is advancing.
Yeah.
So he couldn't do it from what we call the left. That would only amplify the movement, because that's ultimately what led to the revival. Lunatic, radicalized, lost leftist wanting to silence the voice of truth, taking a shot. And we'll talk about all the evidence pointing in that direction later. But the revival breaks, and it's like now people are talking about Candace Owens's theories, amongst others, who are throwing so much shade and so much doubt and so much suspicion, and what I'm calling it slander. Ultimately, it's slanderous. You were looking for a word earlier to define it. It's slander.
Yes.
And where there is slander, there is a slippery serpent. And I'm saying, Christians, if you're looking for sources to follow, Candace Owens is not one of them that should be shaping your spiritual development. There are so many other solid Christian men and women out there that David and myself can point you to. And if it sounds like I'm angry, I am. There's a righteous indignation that I'm speaking from, because I'm seeing so many sincere believers being deceived.
Yeah. And that's interesting. And you also said something in that piece over at truthovertrend.com on this being a distraction. The enemy can use it as a distraction. Let's put it that way. Because this really it could be anybody, but this happens to be someone who a lot of Christians and conservatives had been following or supporting. And I hope they have moved away from that. And I hope she comes back to Jesus. I hope she comes back to the truth. I hope she comes back to the true biblical worldview. There's still hope. There's hope for anybody. And it's our job to continue to share the gospel, speak the truth. But yeah, the enemy will use this. And you're right. There's been a movement. I can't say it's a big, full-blown revival, but there have been pockets of revival. And there have been things happening on college campuses, Gen Z. But here's the thing, Matthew. Maybe you can speak to this, and then we'll get back to Candace Owens. Young people are buying Bibles. I mean, not even older people are buying Bibles. They're saying, oh, you know, my days are numbered, just like Charlie Kirk's, you know. So who knows when it could happen to me. So people are going, okay, Bible, going back to church. Young people saying, okay, there's got to be more to life than this. So they may be going back to church, but we've got a problem in America that Barna, Pew, and every other poll points to, that the church has fallen away from a biblical worldview. So we've got these people open to the truth and spiritual things, and they're going to some churches who aren't speaking the truth. So isn't this frustrating to you as a pastor?
It's absolutely frustrating. And I could see it up close and personal, even in my own community. And the Bible says, Peter would write, that the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. Mm. And that judgment in the house of God is not punishment, it's refinement. So we are in the days where the Lord Jesus Christ is purging and purifying his church, his bride. He is positioning her and posturing her for his soon return. So there should be a sense of urgency for every believer as we live in expectation of Jesus coming again. But until then, we are in the midst of a very real spiritual war. And if Christians aren't putting on their spiritual armor day by day, which I believe gives us the ability to hone in on truth and discern the difference between error, truth, lies, and light, then we're going to get caught up in all of the conspiracy theories, all of the hype online, all of the rage baiting. And the enemy, he's able to sideline the witness that the church is supposed to be. So I just want to see Christians return to the source of truth, the word of God. And I'm not saying I have all the facts. That's not my platform. My platform isn't, I have all knowledge, I have all the facts. My platform is, at least be patient with all of the things spun online. Be patient. Yep. Give it time, especially when it comes to the trial. They have a suspect in custody. Mm-hmm. All of the facts, what we call hard evidence, points directly to him. Don't question the evidence just yet. That's what the trial process will do. But here's why it's a lose-lose situation. The moment you listen to somebody like Candace, she's been able to
condition her listeners, her followers, who are like wasps. If you hit that wasp, that you hit the bee's nest, it's like they attack you. Hmm. They don't want to hear what you're saying. But I'm saying, slow down. They've been conditioned, David, that if you say, hey, Tyler Robinson's own parents turned him in, they're conditioned to say, well, somebody probably paid them off. Or they're in on it too.
I know.
All this, we're just asking questions. How about let's start answering all of those questions that have been asked? Has there been any answers to all those questions?
Yeah.
And every Christian should say, you know what? I'll withhold my judgment until the trial plays out, and then I'll make an educated decision. But until then, the enemy is using this as a distraction.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with my own congregants who are asking me, you know, and some of them are getting like a little bit annoyed because I'm saying, if you've believed this nonsense, you need to repent. And I'm standing on that. You need to turn away from believing lies. And even if it's right, we are called not to bear witness in a false way until we have all the evidence.
Yeah. One of the things we didn't play from that video clip at the very beginning of this podcast, you said some words very similar to we shouldn't jump in right away. We should give something time. We should get more information. Here's what's this new day and age that we're in, Matthew, and you know better than me because you're a lot younger. Okay, you're a little younger. You know, we want to be one of the first to talk about something. We want the clicks, right? I don't care about numbers. I mean, I'm glad our podcast is growing, but we're not here to break news. We're not here to jump on something and be one of the first to report on a scandal or whatever. That's not what our purpose is. And as Christians, we need to take a deep breath, back away from that temptation to go on social media and say, hey, I want to mention this. Do you guys know about this? Or people will send me on Twitter or on X, I mean, or my message. They'll try to send me something. And here, did you hear about this story? You know, we can drive ourselves nuts with all the information. It's because it doesn't stop. There are so many topics, so many issues, so many things going on where the church is concerned, where Christians are around the world, globalism, Islam, education, you got the media, you got government. So, oh my goodness, you've got to take a breath and say, all right, we are not meant to take all this on our shoulders and then spew something out there without having all the information, because that's not wisdom, that's not discernment. Go ahead and share your thoughts on that, Matthew.
We're not called to have all the answers. We're not called to be the first ones to respond. I mean, the Proverbs say the first one to plead his cause seems right. That sounds right. But his neighbor comes along after him and then examines him. I mean, that's exactly what we're watching in the public square. The first person that breaks the news, and here's the tragedy, the first person that breaks the news might go viral. But if it's misinformation or disinformation or deception, you can't unring that bell.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the vaccination, David. Like, all that information that went out and affected so many people, and now they're trying to change the narrative because they realize they erred greatly in its efficacy, its effectiveness. And I'm going, you can't unring that bell. You can't bring it back in. So I think Christians need to reorient their hearts and minds around the Great Commission, and we need to understand what's at stake. What is at stake? Souls are at stake.
Yes.
A nation collapsing is at stake. Families being attacked and dismantled are at stake. That's the cause that we should be full throttle focusing on. And of course, what you guys do is reorienting people around truth. We're all doing our part, however we can.
So I don't remember. We've got under 4 minutes left already. It goes by so fast, Matthew. I don't remember if we talked about this since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I know we have talked since then, but did I ask you about this? So a lot of people are, you know, they want to understand the political movement of Turning Point USA and what happened at that memorial, which was God glorifying and the gospel was going out and exalting Jesus. Even people who are non-Christian were mentioning Jesus or the gospel at that memorial. But Charlie Kirk was not a pastor, and Turning Point USA is not a church. And there are a lot of well-meaning, perhaps, Christians that are really critical, highly critical, and maybe slandering Turning Point USA, Erica Kirk, or the others, because maybe they're not doing everything by the evangelical Christian book, playbook, but they're doing a movement among the youth. They're really gaining people, getting in the conservative movement to be active in voting and politics. Could you give us your quick thoughts on that, Matthew?
Yeah, they're not a church, number one. They're not even a Christian ministry, number two. They have Christian and conservative values and principles that govern their mission statement, ultimately espousing freedom and everything that Charlie was passionate about, meeting especially the next generation right where they were. He saw that there was such propaganda and mm-hmm. such deception that was happening that he wanted to go on those secular college campuses like an evangelist would in yep. the public square. And in the court of public thought, he wanted to engage. That's what he was passionate about. So I just think we shoot each other, what we call it, friendly fire, David.
Yes.
It's like, instead of just seeing what God is doing through all of these various movements and organizations yep. and trying to partner with them as we're moving forward, we decide to dissect it to death. And it's like we cause so much division as opposed to just God is sovereign. He doesn't need us. But I'm thankful when a pioneer organization like TPUSA comes along and makes it easier to have these conversations about the gospel and about what we believe as Christians and conservatives.
Yeah. I mean, they did a lot of work in the last election. Would you rather have someone like Kamala Harris as president? Knowing her Marxist background, she's anti-Christian, anti-Israel, pro-abortion. Go on down the list, friends. Gender ideology. Come on. So Christians, again, I think, Matthew, indirectly, you just said, again, we need to be discerning. And that's the theme of this episode of Worldview Matters. Friends, discernment. It's so important. And this year, and we talked a little bit before the podcast with AI and other things going on, man, we need to be in the Word of God and be discerning, but don't stop speaking the truth. Closing in just 30 seconds, Matthew, your thoughts.
Too much is at stake, Christian. We need to be bolder than ever before, unashamed of the gospel. We need to talk about Jesus with our family members, our friends, our coworkers. We need to leave the consequences to God. We cannot worry about offending or hurting feelings. We need to be about our Father's business.
Amen. Thank you, brother. It's so good to have you on. And for kicking off 2026 with us, Matthew Mayer, truthovertrend.com. We appreciate you. We'll do it again.
God bless you, David. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Friends, God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.